gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. I'm going to go ahead and call it the quarantine edition. Does that sound right, fellas?
Yeah. 2.0.
That's about right.
Second one. We're back with Chris, Mark, and Ben. How are you guys doing? Hey, where are you today? Go down the roll call here.
Ben. Oh, Chris. Hi, Ben. Chris, you're most important, Chris. We are.
I'm in the room that I've been in for the last, 8 weeks. Pretty much spend all my time here since this is where I'm doing my day job.
Yeah, you're the only one with a job, by the way. So so that's why you're most important, because you're going to have to support us all pretty soon. Ben is reporting from San Luis Obispo, sunny deck. Pretty much decided to make a vacation.
Which isn't a bad option. Not a bad option.
I know.
How about you, Mark?
I know.
Yeah.
This is Mark. I would be in Aptos if the beaches hadn't been closed. So instead, I am checking in from my lovely bedroom, and it's quiet here and cool, and my kids are happily playing outside. So it's a beautiful day.
That's great. I am tucked away in. It's a hot day here in California, so we're pushing 90 where we are. So let's just say the studio temperature is about 10 degrees warmer with the electronics. So. There's a large man sweating right now as we record here. So Ben, just be happy you don't have a visual, because it's not a really pretty one.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, I missed you guys. As you know, we recorded our first DTO Lite with Brock Luce. So thanks, Brock, for coming on if you're listening to this post facto. But it was weird. It was different. It was unique. It was one-on-one, but I definitely miss our camaraderie. But I think it's having five people on might be a little cumbersome. So we'll continue to move those forward and see how they do. We've got a mom lined up next, and I'm going to keep it as a mystery mom because I have the invite out. But we could have a really cool mom coming in. And how timely at that, as Mother's Day is coming up around the corner.
Totally fair.
If you don't mind, guys, I'll just give a quick shout out to our Instagram peeps, peeps that we follow and interact with or that are super fun. At Nomad Dad, of course, N-O-M-A-D-D-A-D, at Cassie, C-A-S-S-I-E, _ Stevens with a Z. She, by the way, is an amazing art teacher out of Tennessee, and she does online classes for kids all the time, and she is a hoot. She's a lot of fun to watch. I just stumbled onto her playing on TikTok one afternoon, and then I'm like, oh, wow, she's amazing. So now my kids love her, and all that stuff. At the Hungry Dad, That Hungry Dad, At That Hungry Dad, and At Dad's Adventures. All fun, cool people. And also on the Twitter, we've been hanging out, and I just want to follow positivity and fun. Follow at Father Food Fun, at Father with Twins, at Art Eddie 3, Art E-D-D-Y 3. Art is super cool. Hopefully we'll have him on DTO Lite soon. At Podchaser, guys, go ahead and Google that. We are now available at Podchaser, so that's super exciting. That company is just lifting off, and they have been really fun to watch, and they are really active on social media. So check out at Podchaser on Twitter. And then finally, we're turning it over to the funny moms out there, at Mom Jeans Please, and at Mama Llama, one of our favorites, whose Twitter handle is at JustAMom819. All right, well, we've got dad jokes, tweets of the week, all the good stuff, smart articles by smart people. Today we're going to be talking about the sadness that was kids' sports ending and how you all feel about that. We're going to be talking 3-2-1, just some easy softball stuff. We're going to talk about positive things about quarantine, things that we've discovered during quarantine, and then a rando question I threw in at the end, but I know you all love music, so there's that. We have a Mother's Day quiz at the very end, an official one, and you know it's official because it's from How Stuff Works. And then we're just going to wrap it up, high five, and then move along with our evenings. But thanks for being back, guys. I'm glad life is well, somewhat. And let's continue on. Cheers up. I'm toasting you with water because it's about 147 degrees in here.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Hey, I miss you guys.
It's time for dad jokes.
Once again, welcome to the quarantine version of the Dad Timeout Show. Our audio may be up and down all around. There may be kids playing, bandsaws going on. We just put one of those fun rando pools in our driveway. So that's happening because it's 90 plus here today. So we apologize ahead of time. But let's move on with the dad jokes.
And we've been in an above ground pool?
We did. Well, that's a very polite word for it. Yes, it is. It is above ground. Yeah. That's. I'll put a picture up there on the gram so you can understand what we're up against here. But you know, with all the public swimming pools being closed and any like swimmer tendency stuff not happening right now, and the temperature starting to rise out of here, we thought we really needed that that option. But speaking of pools, these jokes are about food. So let's see what we have. Hey, Ben, what does a nosy pepper do? What does a nosy pepper do? Mark, what does a nosy pepper do? I'll give you a hint. The answer may have something to do with a holiday that just passed called Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
What does a nosy pepper do?
Gets all up in your business.
Oh, my goodness.
All up in your business.
Is that right? Is that the answer?
That is 100% correct. Interpret it however you want. That is correct. Get jalapeno business.
Fair, that is right up Chris's alley. Like that's, it's like, oh, and he probably made that joke. That you probably invented that joke.
That is like straight out of a Disney show. All right, here we go. Joke number two. When potatoes have babies, what are they called? When potatoes have babies, what are they called? Potato babies.
Oh, tater tots.
Oh, Ben.
The ants coming in hot from San Luis Obispo, California.
Nice.
Home of the Madonna Inn. Yes, it is tater tots.
I got one, dude.
Nice.
That's
tater tots.
Correct answer.
That is beautiful.
You should drink more often, Ben, because you're really liking these jokes now. You're like the anti dad joke guy. He's all in the spirit now. Look at him.
I got one. I'm ready.
All right, joke number three. How do you make an apple turnover? How do you make an apple turnover? A lot of us are cooking during the quarantine. How do you make an apple turnover?
Apple.
Ben got one, so he's incredibly
I got the fever. I got the fever.
Granny Smith up or something like that.
Apple turnover.
Well, I'll tell you guys, it's you have to push it downhill to make it turn
come
over.
On.
How do you make an apple turnover?
Wow.
Push it downhill. And finally, a lot of us have been grilling. Why do hamburgers have to go to the gym? Why do hamburgers go to the gym?
To work on their buns.
Oh.
No,
how about...
Actually, that was close enough to get better buns. Is the
nice.
Answer.
Let's keep it PG.
Oh, Chris,
you're on fire.
Yes, we are leaning toward PG. All right, quick recap. What does a nosy pepper do? Gets jalapeno business. When do potatoes have babies? What are they called? Tater tots. How do you make an apple turnover? You push it downhill. And why do hamburgers go to the gym? Ben gets on the board this podcast. It's very exciting. We're going to be moving on to Tweets of the Week from some of our favorites. Coming up next, Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet.
All right, guys, you ready for Tweets of the Week? This is our annual part where we go through Twitter and pull out some of our favorite tweets, some we get from HuffPo, Today Show, or just generally on Twitter. The first one is from @DadManWalking. @DadManWalking. See what he did there? DadManWalking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can relate to this. People who drink unflavored sparkling water are going to be the first people taken out by the murder hornets.
Why?
I'm not a big fan of that. You guys drink that, what is it?
La Croix.
La Croix, yeah.
La Croix. There's a big discussion. There's a big discussion how to pronounce that.
It's gross.
American or French.
No,
the only gross one is the limoncello. The rest are doable.
Oh, interesting. But this was talking unflavored, but let's address the elephant in the room. Murder hornets on their way.
Oh my god.
Dear God.
Actually, I looked at a close up photo of those and it was very scary.
Yeah.
Actually.
I saw a video where one took out a mouse. Did you catch that?
Oh my god. That's some big beaks, man. And some dingies,
big damn beads.
Yeah, it's what else can 2020 deliver? This year, at this point,
sucks.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Do I need to go get some toilet paper now because of the hornet?
Oh my god!
I've seen that meme.
All right, well that's appropriate. Let's move right on to the tag, and not the tag, the address at Vodka and Cheese at Vodka and Cheese tweets, and cheese with a Z, by the way. Don't tell me I can't do amazing things. Like today, I ran out of rum and made a mojito with vodka and enjoyed it.
Innovation.
My sister came up with, I don't know if she thought of it, but she sent me a picture of her quarantini that she made.
Oh, quarantini.
Pretty good.
Quarantini?
Quarantini.
We've improvised a lot here. It was really funny. We had some friends over for distance things, you know, like 10 feet away.
Okay.
And one of our friends looked at me, and I'm going to throw out, they said, because some of our friends listen, they go, we drink more than usual, but I just don't get drunk anymore. She's like, I've hit my wall. She's in her quarantine wall. So that was very...
I saw another one. Was, for God's sake, open the pub before we all become alcoholics. Right.
We're winging it. We get through the day, and then we have really built in a cocktail hour. So we have we've run out of things, and we're not going to the store like we used to. So we're just kind of winging it and figuring out the different types of whatever we have in the cupboard.
You can get it delivered, just so you know. You can get it delivered.
Oh, we'll talk offline since we live in the same radius. This one's from @MaryJustice86. My nighttime routines include not washing my hair, a season of The Office, and 27,000 calories.
Right?
Do you get it or no? What do you do at the end of the day?
The extra meal.
It's the quarantine 15. That's what's happening, man.
What are you doing at the end of the day, though? So say, well, you know, the end of your day is probably like ours, 10:30. What are you doing with that hour of freedom? Hour and a half.
What everybody else is doing, man. Drinking and entertainment. It's bad. To be honest, right? Like, who's like, you know, who's going to doing it right at night? Just, I don't know.
We're binge watching a lot. We my wife and I will, like, sink into a run of, like, we're doing the morning show on Apple TV. We'll do a movie with the kids every night to kind of wind them down, which gets arduous because our ages are all over the map. But yeah, we definitely hit a slowdown, but I totally get it, man. Like, I get the 27,000 calories. I get a season of The Office, et cetera, et cetera. Mark, well, what time do you guys go ahead? I'm sorry.
I was just saying people staying up later because most people aren't having to get up as early. Like, you know, school starting an hour later. You know, like everybody in America except Chris still has a problem. It's just also, you know, it's kind of weekend mode all the time. But I don't know. That's kind of how we are. It's been pretty dang boring. But
I think it's pretty common. Monday, if we didn't have school kicking in on Monday, we would be rolling a 3-4 day weekend. You know, no doubt. But, it is what it is, as they say. Okay, yep. @WineCheez-Its brings us home. @WineCheez-Its, my current hobbies include rage sighing, not wearing real clothes, and eating every single day like I'm going to the electric chair. That's Wine and Cheez-Its.
Awesome.
Rage awesome. Sighing.
That's awesome.
Do you ever hit a wall in the middle of the day? I've been finding myself like 11:30. I get up, I walk away from the desks or school tables, and I'm like,
Yeah.
And it goes, well, Chris, you're in Zoom meetings all day. Like, how is that? How's that working in a sense of like, are you getting Zoom fatigue? Are you starting to hit a wall as well?
I feel like, you know, the conversations that we would just turn around and have with our coworkers are now scheduled meetings. And then that ends up packing out your day. And then you don't have the free time to actually do work. So I find that by the end of the day, I'm like so tired, and much more than when I was commuting into the office, and way more stressed out. And I'm not just even rage sighing now. I like wake up and I'm like rage, like just raging, you know, like who's using the Wi-Fi while I'm on the Zoom meeting, you know, like, it's bringing out the best in me right now.
All right. Well, that'll wrap up Tweets of the Week. Thanks to Dad Man Walking, Vodka and Cheese, Mary Justice 86, and Wine Cheez-Its. Thank you very much for keeping it light and keeping it moving. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, smart articles by smart people. This time comes to us from today.com. Parents, I really like their site. It's always pretty positive and cool, but this one talks about sports. The article goes a little deeper and talks about senior, you know, all the graduation stuff that's going on and that. But I wanted to kind of hone in specifically on sports because all of our kids are in athletics. Even Ben's like younger. We're just starting, you know, their schedules. Mark's more of, you know, you've got Pistons firing all during the sports seasons. Chris, of course, your girls are tennis and golf, right? No, softball and golf. I'm sorry.
Softball and golf, yep.
And then, you know, mine are all, I got a little sad this week because I was thinking like my little one's in T-ball and we only got about four practices in. We were on the verge of our first game and we were ready and it went away. So she'll never have that T-ball experience. And I got a little bit melancholy about it when I started thinking about it. But how's it working for you guys? Like, you know, Mark's a little more, and Chris are a little more advanced as far as like, you kind of have a trajectory plan, whereas we're just kind of winging it. How does it affect you guys? And talk about what you did before and what you're doing now. Are you doing anything now? I know I don't want to talk any more about it. I'll let you guys speak to it. But let's start with Chris, and then we can go to Mark.
I'm just as bummed out. You know, we're a big softball family during the season. And so, you know, I was just looking in the garage at all the little pictures from photo day from all the years back, including my oldest daughter, and, you know, not missing a year. And we have like every refrigerator magnet with their uniform in sequence on the years, and just noticing that, you know, when we got the official cancellation for the season, it was really a bummer. but with the golf thing, we started setting stuff up in the garage and started hitting into a net to keep the golf game going. So we switched immediately into sort of golf mode. And then just recently we heard that the golf courses are opening up. So today was the first day that the girls went out and went to the range and hit a bucket. So it hasn't been too bad other than the softball, which has been really traumatic and sad. But for the golf, we managed to sort of make do and find a way to kind of still practice and hit balls.
Sure. Mark, how about you?
Well, you know, we were bummed. You know, my son started playing volleyball last fall in a club team, and he was going to be playing sand volleyball, and of course that got canceled. And then my daughter was playing in an indoor soccer league that I was coaching, and we were undefeated, and we were looking to basically just win the championship, and so that got canceled. So that's a bummer. And then My son is, you know, similar to your daughter, MK, was, you know, his first year of T-ball, and he was stoked about it. And of course, that got canceled. And then all three of my kids swim. And we just got notification maybe a few days ago or late last week that swim season's been now officially canceled. So, you know, we're trying to see what's going to happen for later summer or fall swimming for at least two of them. And then, you know, in lieu of these types of sporting things, I've at least been going in the backyard with the 5-year-old and pitching to him, and he's pitching and catching, and I'm trying to keep him engaged in sports as much as possible. Volleyball, my son doesn't really want to do a whole lot of volleyball bumping, and our backyard isn't really suited for ball would go over the fence too easy. I'm going to the backyard and doing some soccer ball kicking with my daughter. So trying to keep them engaged mentally. They are all really bummed about not being able to play sports this session. Obviously, reading the article, I can relate to the parent who, you know, was looking forward to seeing that last high school year of
sure.
her kid. And that's hard to think in terms of that. And with, you know, my son being an eighth grader, that was kind of how I was looking at sand volleyball. So it's different. He can play in high school, but he's not going to be with these same kids because they're all going to be going off to different high schools. So, I can't completely understand the whole senior aspect of things, but the eighth grade thing definitely has a certain level of disappointments that, you know, he's not going to play with these kids post eighth grade. So, anyway.
Well, for those senior athletes too, I mean, I think that what is really kind of poignant is just how this could be their last sort of organized team game for some of them. If they're not going to play in college or anything like that, then, you know,
more than that, dude, if I didn't have my senior year, I wouldn't have gone to college. If this had happened to me, I literally would not have gone in. I got a football scholarship. And I could have never gotten into Cal Poly on my own. So it's much bigger than just being sad for some of these kids. Like, their scholarship hopes are thwarted. That's much bigger deal. Big, that's lifelong. Yeah. So it's not just sad. And that's my only thoughts. I mean, nobody cares about how me and my kids are feeling, honestly. Everybody's bummed. They don't.
You know, well, you're too young to really assimilate, but you played at a collegiate level. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, I was thinking, it's everybody's sad for the seniors, but I'm like, dude, if this happened to me, this is like, that would have killed my college hopes too. So that's what I'm most bummed about, the kids who had college, chances, shots for a scholarship or, you know.
Well, that's really what the crux of the article was. I mean, the subheadline is, I won't miss sitting in the bleachers for my rainy cold games, but I wish I could watch him play just one more time. Which, you know, I can empathize with. I've been curious in this in a lot of fronts because we have a lot of friends that are in various ages. We have a friend up in Oregon who's a junior in high school, and she's getting touted by all these schools. And so what's going to happen there? Like, they just cut lacrosse out, right? Field hockey and all that stuff. So, yeah, Ben, that's a really interesting spur of this conversation is what does that look like as well? I've been curious, too. And we don't do club, so I'm curious, like, how those kids feel about it, how the parents feel about it. That's a big conversation. You know, there's a whole do you do club sport, do you not do club sports conversation. But I'm curious how that goes, too, because, like, isn't there a massive equalizer right now? Like, how many kids in certain sports can practice their sport without – you know, without the clubs going on, without the real teams in session. I don't know. Like, I saw a video last week of a girl, brilliant girl. She got a volleyball. She rigged a basketball net where the volleyball dropped and then it would stall at the bottom of the net. So she'd punch it up, back it off the backboard, and then she'd spike it into her garage door, which had a piece of plywood angled so it would volley it back to her. And then she did the rinse and repeat over and over and over and over. But let's be real. Like, how's that working?
Who can do that?
Who can do? Who can do that? But, like,
how many people are in our apartments? Yeah.
Or even Chris, like, you know, a lot of folks out there don't do the virtual golf in their garage either. Like, I saw your setup. It's remarkable, by the way, but
years in the making.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I mean, like Mark, your boy swims. Like, how is he staying on that track without the club, without the swim teams, without all that stuff, you know?
They're doing a lot of dry land stuff just to keep them, like, focused on what they can do. They always do dry land stuff.
Hi.
Hey, Matthew, go inside, buddy.
There
they do dry land stuff. Yeah, he's not
there. He is.
Anyway, yeah, it's hard to keep everybody in their prime at this point with what's going on.
Yeah, I do feel for all the seniors. I feel for all the eighth graders that are missing that last round with that team and not seeing those or having the opportunity. it's probably not comparable to walking off the field for the last time, but it just blindsided everybody, so there was no closure, you know? So, you know, I hate to say that again, but, you know, this article kind of speaks to a lot of different things. All right, well, hopefully we'll get back. I mean, we're staying active. We're staying fit. We're exercising more than we ever have as a family, which is all good stuff. But I know it really doesn't hone the fine craft of playing a sport to the next level. So I'll be very curious to see how it all shakes out. And who knows, maybe in a year, it's a completely different conversation. But right now, it kind of sucks for the seniors. So cheers to them.
Time out for 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, here we go with 3, 2, 1, go. Actually, we'll stick to 3, 2, 1, go. We'll just do 3 questions. I know we've all got dinners cooking and kids running around, as heard earlier in the podcast. But let's go. First question, 3, 2, 1. Name 2 positive things about quarantine. 2 positive things about quarantine. I'll go first, give you guys a chance to breathe for a minute. I find that I'm really starting to enjoy teaching, that I'm finding satisfaction at the end of the day from teaching my little. I teach we both rotate, but I mainly have the fourth grader, but I do find that I enjoy that. My other thing is that I am now become kind of an exercise guy. I know we're talking about sweatpants and Doritos and alcohol and all that stuff, but I biked like 14 miles yesterday, and I
wow.
I'm a husky fella. So I am getting into a really strong routine, and it started over the month. So those are my 2 positive things. How about you
14
guys?
14 miles. What is that, an hour?
Yeah, out toward your neck of the woods. I went all the way to the airport there in Oakland on the Bay Area Trail.
Yeah, I've been biking too. And that's, like I said last time, it's just out of necessity from being in the office all day long, and you know, like not having any steps on the Fitbit or burning any calories. And then combined with the daughter's like newfound love of baking and making breads and cookies like twice a day, I definitely felt like the need to get out and at least do some running, which I've never really been an active person. So that's definitely been one of the positives, is sort of like having that time that I can kind of focus on trying to stay healthy, which definitely wasn't a focus before. And, you know, just what we talked about earlier, I do feel kind of fortunate and blessed and thankful that, you know, like my situation is still like I'm able to, stay employed. And I know that there's so many folks out there that are kind of like struggling. So I do feel really thankful for that. And you guys are creeping me out on the video conference there.
I feel you, man, because since we started the podcast, you've gone through a roller coaster on the employment stuff. So it's really kind of interesting to see you, not that you were the underdog, but like that you took a huge risk and left a very comfortable way of life and position and schedule. And you knew that world. You took a jump of faith, and look how it's paid off for you. So, you know, bravo to that. You know, I think that's fantastic, and things are meant to happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Ben, how about you? What should we save, Ben? Because this could be interesting. Mark, how about you?
I like to cook. Everybody knows I like to cook. I've branched out and am trying a bunch of different recipes. I know that sounds maybe goofy, but you know, when you have extra time, although I don't feel like I have extra time, but you know, I'm not a baker, but I've been baking bread, and now I've got a sourdough starter, so I made some baguettes, and I'm doing that kind of stuff, so it's pretty awesome. And then just getting to spend time with the kids and getting them like launched into their schedule every day, and trying to keep them on their different Zoom calls and scheduling, and doing well in school, and then having family time, going on walks. My daughter is, you know, doing really well riding a bike. I know that might not sound like a huge thing, but before this started, you know, we just didn't have time. They are playing sports all the time now.
100%.
She went out with training wheels, and that same afternoon, the training wheels came off, and now she's like every day, she's like, let's go biking. So we're going out, and she's riding and getting more confident, and it's cool. It's a good life skill. You know, biking is a good life skill to have.
Mm-hmm.
She's got it dialed in now. So that's kind of awesome. You know, so.
It is interesting, Mark, to your point. We have kids similar in age, and my youngest took the bikes out, and it dawned on me that because we live in urban suburban kind of area and we are incredibly busy with activities and sports, that simple bike riding was kind of left as a secondary measure. You did it once in a while, or you packed the bikes up and went camping, or you did this. But now we're literally riding every day, and it's kind of a joy, and the wind's in your hair, and you're kind of taking on the thing again. Alameda is a little more user-friendly, but, you know, our world, it's kind of nice to be back. Ben, how about you?
Oh, the two things. So I hear everybody talking about all this quality family time, and, you know, like, the only good thing about that for us is, like it's not, it, you know, we had enough before. This is too much. But the only good thing about this is my two daughters only have each other, and they don't get along in general. So now they only have each other, and their relationship's getting better because they just got to deal with each other more than they had to before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting because they're just like, I'm like, yeah, that's all you got. You know, tear each other's hair out. Do what you're going to do, but this is your only friend. So there you go. But the two best things I would say is that the earth is getting a breather. We're seeing real data that this is so we're able to reflect on how we are treating the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's real quantifiable stuff to help us, you know, hopefully go forward in a more responsible way, you know, because we would have never known if we didn't have, how else would the world ever get this breather, right? This is the only way. And now we can see that some of what these actions can render for future actions, you know, in a more responsible way. Two, I would say a social reckoning. I think every culture is being forced to step back and see if they are doing things the right way. Just even all the way down to the family level, like us, we're stepped back. You know, we're forced to slow down. And we've seen that we've had the gas pedal on straight for 3 years and the wheels are almost falling off. So, like, you can take that to the family level where, whoa, were we doing things right? And maybe we, you know, this is the chance to, you know, slow down enough for a minute to see if you're doing it right. And then all the way down to every, you know, like city, state, country, hey, are we doing things right? And maybe, you know, that I think that is a very important thing that we are learn what we're supposed to learn. And that's one of the biggest things I think we're supposed to learn is if we were doing things right before. Because, man, you know, our world's been blown up, and this is a chance to reboot.
But will we? That's the big question. Will we? I hope. I pray. I think about it all the time.
Well, at least we got the chance to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just had everybody, it seems like the world has a pedal to the metal. So it's kind of good in that sense.
Well, I think a good segue here as we roll into question two, name two things you discovered during quarantine. I think one real, I would say a blanket statement would be my kids are really funny. And I only say that because I spend, obviously, as a parent, a lot of time with them. But now you're waking them, you're schooling them, you're doing the activity with them. You are with each other 24 hours a day. I have to say, I don't mind. And I have to say that I'm discovering things that I caught on in small sizes, but now I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm really seeing thoroughly what makes them tick. And that's been kind of exciting to me. So I've really discovered more so what makes my kids tick. And then I'm going to go generic on the other side. I've discovered cord cutting. I love my Apple TV. I love my Netflix. I've discovered corn cutting during, not corn, mind you, cord cutting. I watched the Beastie Boys anthology, or not the anthology, the Beastie Boys special on Apple the other night. And I just was in heaven. In heaven.
So anyway,
that's the two things that I've discovered. One big in general and one micro and trendy. What about you guys? Mark? Ben, Chris,
yeah,
either
Mark,
one.
Mark, yeah, you go first, dude. Wow. What have I discovered? I've discovered that I miss going out and seeing people.
You know,
sure.
Socialization, man. It's hard for me. I'm an extrovert, so not having the opportunity to see people is challenging. I mean, I already did spend a lot of time with my kids, and I'd love to, but I miss seeing people. I miss going into and sitting down at a restaurant and not having dishes. I miss sports a lot. So, you know, I mean, as far as good things I've discovered, I guess I've discovered what it feels like to really take care of my mom and my mother-in-law. I've been doing a lot of grocery shopping and bringing meals and that sort of thing. And that's been kind of cool to provide that love to them that I maybe wasn't able to do with sports and everything else. So,
Chris?
Yeah, I kind of relate to Mark's discovery where I think you sort of take for granted the relationships and being an extrovert myself, kind of like, you know, just the daily banter that you have all day long. I feel like being isolated kind of has an effect on me in a little bit of a negative way where it's kind of bringing down my mood, and I think it has an effect on your sort of psyche. Not having like physical contact and even like being around other people. So that's definitely something that I feel like I've taken for granted. And I feel like a longing to be around crowds and to be around people and to be able to chit chat. So definitely, feeling missing out on that. And that, as far as the discovery goes, I think, you know, just kind of getting into some of those hobbies a little bit more, just cooking on the weekends. I found out about smoking meat. So I'm hoping I can still do that now. I bought a little smoker box that you could put little wood chips in, like cherry wood and the apple wood, and make your ribs taste a little different with a little pink smoke ring. But I'm hoping we could still have meat coming up. I heard the Wendy's, hey, running out of meat there. You know?
Honestly, dude, this whole thing you can wrap it up pretty easily. I think it goes with personalities. Some of my friends are as happy as they've ever been. Like, this is their dream come true. You know, and it's all about personality. Like, for me, it's miserable because I'm such a doer and a busybody. I can't sit still for 5 minutes. So I wake up and I'm just like busting at the seams. And a lot of my friends are like, oh, this is heaven, man. You know, like, so it's really personal. I don't think it's universal. It depends on your personality, you know.
We were laughing during just hanging out with some other people last week. And my wife is like that. She's the busybody. She's very social. She runs a million miles an hour. She does a job that's very fast paced and big events and a lot of people and all that stuff. And I do as well. But then I have these gigantic breaks in between my shows or my things or my games. And I'm very comfortable in this space. I'm built for this. Like, this is great for me. Whereas she's doing really well. But I can see your point, Ben, where certain people are on that side of the equation too. But I think bottom through line here is we're all discovering this great unique angle and love of family too that we've always had, but now we've had exponential time to rediscover it and, you know, kind of focus on it as well. All right, so question number three, let's change gears entirely. I just saw this on Twitter the other day. It intrigued me. Named a band or musician who made an impact on the industry, but yet you can't stand their music. Let's go. Oh boy, let's go, Chris first. Let's get him out of the hot seat.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't think of any music that I can't stand.
Can I have yours? Can I have yours?
Yeah, I know you got a bunch, so yeah, take it away.
Well, so Chris's answer is Garth Brooks. But you gave me your answer, so that's
okay. It. All right.
And my answer is Creed.
Peter, that
would be the one, MK. That's it.
Stop. Not a bad song.
Interesting. Scott Stapp. There's a joke that he's not. he's one of the easiest singers to replicate because it's just all one long word. Oh, it's like, so
and if I can quickly comment on Garth Brooks, it's not because he's talentless. It's because he ruined country. That was the end of real country. It became pop after that.
Interesting.
Before that, wow, the whole country was something else. I grew up on country and western, and that was when pop country became pop. Garth.
Okay.
When I started liking it, I guess.
I'm going to change the question because I'm not going to say that I can't stand their music. I just don't get it. And I don't get the worshiping of these bands, the jam bands. Like, I can't do the Dead.
Power.
I can't do Fish.
What?
I can't do
John
Mayer and Bob Weir. Like, I can't do it. I just can't. And listen, I'm in the Bay Area. So I am. I am in the MK. Littlest minority humanly possible.
No, MK, you totally stole my thunder on that one. Dude, Grateful Dead was at the very top of my...
Cannot
do it. I can't. I don't get it. I totally don't get it. And I actually...
You should listen to that. Sunflower, buddy.
I've had friends that were, like, so into them, and I got stuck seeing them at a benefit show...
Stuck.
...with John Mayer... in San Francisco, and I sat there the whole time just like, and I don't mind John Mayer. I mean, good guitar player and whatever, but man, no way. Sorry. And I grew up in the Bay. So like Dead is supposed to be something that's in our blood.
Yeah.
But like, nope. No.
And I say this with full respect to talent, full respect to people's tastes, I just can't do it, man. Even to the Dave Matthews level, like my wife loves Dave Matthews, and I can maybe passively have it on in the background, but I'm just not that jam band guy. My friend go ahead, Ben.
No, I'm just saying that song structure and everything. John Mayer, Dave Matthews, those guys were at least doing songs. When you got Fish and the Dead, I know we're going to lose some listeners over this. But I'm telling you, man, it's just kind of a, there's another inappropriate word, but there's only one word for it. If you want to set up the beep, there's only one word for it. Okay. Is it okay? Don't say it. You're just going to have to beep it. And anyway, it's just them like doing their thing. And like, that's supposed to be, influenced. That's supposed to be good for us. You do a song for others and you have to relate to people. And I saw this guy from Fish do a lead for like literally half an hour once. I'm like, dude, this is just you on your little rant and it's not for us. It's for you. And
it is for us. No, it's for like, long dazed out, kind of like,
oh, I got it. You got to be on that side of the stadium.
You
had to be backstage before you.
Then you're like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
You had to have a little pre-party to enjoy that.
Oh, I got a new one. I got one. One came to my mind. I got one now that I can't stand, or not that I can't stand, but it's like I'm sort of old school hip hop, like, being old and from the 90s and all that stuff. But this new rap, I don't get it. It's not even in like 4/4 time, like this mumble rap stuff with like the Migos and these guys, where it's like something again. Gotta get caught up with the smoke. Take it if I got a bot. Washing my armpits out, and you're like, what? That's not even rapping, but all the kids are listening to this. Like, I can't. Am I getting that old where now I'm like, hey, that's not music. That's not rap,
I know. It's very dad sounding, but I agree with you. I keep it to myself, but yeah, I agree with you.
I can do it. I put on like Hot 97 or, something like that just to catch up on stuff, especially when I'm doing a show. I'm okay with it. I'm about the hook a lot of time. Like if it's ear candy to me, I can get into it. And then I only halfway know what they're saying or have to look it up on Urban Dictionary or explain to my oldest what it means. But yeah, I can take that. Very interesting. I think that we could probably battle on about this one for a while, but yeah, good stuff, man. Creed.
Ooh.
And I'm feeling
flash in the pan, man.
And that's all I have, guys. Thanks again. Have a great week. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your candor, and let's reconnect very soon.
All right, dude. Good. Thanks, fellas.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Timeout Show. And we're out of here.